A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It is 48 degrees.
Traffic is a mess from Salt Lake City all the way to, well, Brigham City. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
Schools are closed and I-15 is a mess in Davis County. A big storm blowing through northern Utah this morning.
KSL Chief Meteorologist Kevin Eubank has more on the gusty winds.
Now, for our winds, we will intensify this morning and then really get intense through the mid-morning hours. We're talking 30 to 40 mile an hour winds, gusts common, but along the I-15 corridor between North Salt Lake and Ogden, these are prime places for these canyon downslope winds. We're talking 50, 60, even 70 mile an hour wind gusts. Dangerous kinds of winds, so make sure the garbage cans are in, the patio furniture's in, and batten down the hatches because it's going to be a windy night. Or a windy day. Once that whole storm system clears, that's when the cold air comes in. Lows in the 40s with highs in the 60s. Now remember, on Saturday we were 100 degrees in Salt Lake.
Moments ago, the National Weather Service reported a single wind gust in Farmington that reached 97 miles an hour.
We have a branch hanging by a thread right outside of the windows here at Triad Center downtown. Severe Utah weather. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene in Centerville with more on the thousands of power outages reported right now. John?
Yeah, Tim, we've seen wind gusts in excess of 70 miles per hour here in Centerville, and it's just absolutely shaking my car right now. I can probably hear some of that wind. Now, these extreme wind gusts in Salt Lake and here in Davis County have not only created some traffic hazards, but it's also leaving thousands of people without power. The most recent update from Rocky Mountain Power is roughly 650 outages across the state, which is impacting over 58,000 customers.
The most important thing is some of these outages can't be repaired until the wind dies down. And that might be into the afternoon today.
Spokesperson Spencer Hall says about 10,000 customers are being impacted in Ogden, more than 3,000 here in Centerville, and another 3,000 in Layton. Elsewhere, about 2,500 customers are being impacted in South Salt Lake. Now, in terms of damage, we're getting reports of tree branches in the road all over Davis County, and even a power pole that snapped here in Centerville and fell around 2,000 North Main. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Emergency traffic conditions.
I-15 is a mess right now in Davis and Weber counties. Andy Farnsworth is live in the KSL Traffic Center with more. Andy?
Well, probably the worst spot because of semis that got blown over where three of them went down northbound between North Ogden and Willard Bay. And it's brought the freeway to a halt for several miles. Both directions affected, but northbound is the one with the lane restrictions. You've also got southbound problems. They've closed Highway 89 because of power outages for a stretch between Layton and Farmington. And suddenly I-15's gotten to be terrible in Salt Lake City. North of 600 North, and since all the UDOT cameras went out, I can only assume it's because of the wind. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Of course, the other effect is on our schools in Davis, Weber, and Ogden districts, all closed today because of the strong winds. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas continues our live team coverage.
A tweet from the Ogden School District says the weather and hazardous travel conditions will keep schools closed today. Weber District schools will also be closed. And the Davis District had initially planned a two-hour late start, but then decided its schools should be closed today as well. One private school, Layton Christian Academy, will also be closed. Davis County Emergency Services reports a number of trees and power lines down in Farmington and other parts of the county. It's urging anyone who doesn't need to travel to stay home. In the Cache County District, classes will start 2 hours late, and all classes at Weber State University will be delayed until noon. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
One more footnote here. Weber State University has also canceled classes at least until noon today.
More daring rescues are expected in the Sierra Nevadas today. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
And more than 200 people were rescued from the edge of a reservoir by California National Guard helicopters over the weekend as flames were just yards away. At least 50 hikers remain in the mountains east of Fresno, and it's a challenge for the copters to reach them in the forest.
They need a big footprint to land safely.
Rescue operations resume today as the Creek Fire has burned more than 135,000 acres. There's been one confirmed fatality. Most of Malden, Washington has been burned off the map by fire. The Whitman County Sheriff says they raced the flames to get people out of town.
This came through like a jet plane, really. It just tore right through here.
80% of the homes in the town of about 300 people burned to the ground yesterday. Malden is, or was, south of Spokane. 7 people were shot to death at an illegal marijuana growing operation in Southern California's Riverside County. A woman dying of gunshot wounds at a hospital led deputies yesterday to a home where the other victims were found. No suspects are named. And Congress returning to work today after the August recess. There's little agreement for another round of stimulus funding, but a bill to prevent a government shutdown on October 1st does seem to have support. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Evacuations have been ordered because of a dangerous wildfire burning near Mapleton.
Yeah, we left a bunch of stuff behind.
Utah Firewatch, KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the latest on the Ether Hollow fire, Paul.
Amanda, over 1,000 acres are burned over here near Mapleton. And even though the rain was a tremendous help, according to fire officials here, they say that there are still some hot spots in the interior of this fire, which is why the evacuations are still in place. They are still trying to put down containment lines because technically it is 0% contained, even though the rain, as I mentioned, was a tremendous help to the fire crews. All of Hobble Creek and the Grindstone subdivision, they're evacuated because of the weather. Because of the fire and the erratic winds spread it very quickly last night. Kate Webb with Utah Forestry Fire and State Land says this spark was sparked by target shooting and that it makes it the second fire sparked by the same cause in just 2 days.
We're trying to establish control lines, which means we're trying to eliminate vegetation so that the fire will have a barrier. It won't have anything to burn through.
And some evacuees say they only had really 15 minutes to get all of their gear and leave. Crews built fire breaks around the flames, trying to clear out the vegetation as best as they possibly could. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.